Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
When you wake up.
When you wake up.
6 to 9 on Smile FM.
Decisions we will make throughout the course of the day, on average 16 of them will be fairly big choices. And I know that there's a choice with everything. Get out of bed or not get out of bed. But sometimes we kind of decide on something and then we go with it, and that'll be our choice. And sometimes it'll be a big thing and then we regret it. Later on, that car, the house,
yep,
the marriage.
I don't have to go that far.
Well, it's true, though. It is true. Otherwise, yeah, it wouldn't be divorces.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. I thought divorces are caused by people who grow apart,
no,
not because they regret marrying that person.
Divorce is caused by DeBry.
De
when
Bry.
You stick divorce on DeBry, it's divine. Tell us the big decision you had to make. How long did it take you and what decision was it?
31 years.
Yeah.
31 years decide if I need to marry my fiancé.
Sure. No.
Hang on a second. Now.
What? Yeah. So many questions.
By year 10, surely you're going, maybe it's not time. let's give him 10 more.
Yeah.
No, my mother-in-law used to say I still need to prove myself.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Talk about bad mother-in-laws now. She was a darling, Chad.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, yeah.
1 year.
He's next to me and he says it's his excuse, not mine.
But listen, you know, it's amazing. Clearly it wasn't a big decision to have to make. Because, I mean, if you took 31 years, it meant that you were happy where you were. I mean, you didn't have to make that decision. You know, nobody forced you. Nobody said to you, Olga, come on, you guys have to go. You were happy. And people, you know.
And still are.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
marriage, people say you have to get married, you follow the rules, you have to do this, you have to do that.
Yes.
And I don't see why.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
He cries every night begging me to become his wife.
Yeah,
but no, it's fabulous.
I love that. It took me 11 months to decide to buy a new car because I just couldn't let go of my Polo Vivo.
Ah.
I drove him for 11 years, guys.
Did you miss it?
No.
Hold on. So if you were going to go from a Vivo to a Vivo, with great, still a great car, because we're talking about a very old Vivo. I'm talking about probably the first series of Vivos
yes.
that came out in Polo. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had it forever, that silver bullet of yours. It went everywhere. I had the privilege of racing in at that stage, what was Rick's home on wheels, because it seemed like he was living in it. There were things to be found in there. There was onis. There was iron shirts on a hanger. Uh-huh. In actual fact, there was even training gear in the boot just in case he needed it. He had a rucksack of and his toothbrush. And I was like, where are you going? Do you need a place to live? He's like, no. It's all my backup stuff. Yes, I need it.
Do you understand why it's difficult? Why it was difficult to let go?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it all, Rocky.
I saw it all.
But it almost took me a year to decide to buy a new car. So, because I can't let go.
Mm.
Maybe there's deeper things within me.
Mm-hmm. How long? Look at him thinking about it.
We don't even cross that bridge, because when you arrive one morning and tell us that you found somebody to occupy the empty space in the bed next to you.
Are we going there? That part.
No, I know. It'll be massive. It'll be a big one.
Hard launch.
It's real. It's called decision paralysis. It's when you are so almost stunned by having to make a decision.
So the hardest decision I ever had to make was deciding to walk away from a job that was completely toxic for me. It was a hard decision to make because collectively we are conditioned to believe that we need to accept anything. Never forget that you have the power to decide what your value is, because if you don't decide what your value is, you give other people permission to do so. It is the hardest decisions that will lead you to beautiful destination.
A pearl of wisdom this morning from Janine. Mm. And whoever needed to hear that, know that that is applicable to you.
Good morning, Smile. When it comes to making decisions, people say I'm indecisive, but I don't know.
Look at it for Rian.
Rian, mooi man. Roy.
Smile FM.
Smile FM
is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday.
6 to 9.